My scripture reading today is in Psalms, the 23rd chapter. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this blessed scripture. And Heavenly Father, it blesses our hearts to know of King David and how he expresses his love for you and love for your house. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you will place that love within all of our church people's heart, that they will have the love that they should for your house and the respect that they need for you. And Heavenly Father, in all these things, we give you praise and honor and glory. We ask your blessings on the rest of this message. And in the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask. And amen. And my text is the Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Those are really blessed and wonderful words that were written and obviously said to those that was around King David, expression of his love for God. Psalms 23 can be called the Psalm of the Truth. And it lies between the Psalm of the Way and the Psalm of the Life. Psalms 22 tells of the good shepherd who died for his sheep. And Psalms 23 tells of the good shepherd who is coming again to receive his sheep into his eternal home. And then Psalms 24 tells of the good shepherd who lives to guide, to provide, to protect, to comfort the sheep of his pasture. It lets us know that the good shepherd is a loving shepherd who also seeks to encourage the sheep of his pasture. The 23rd Psalms lets us know that God is as and is compared to a loving shepherd who is concerned about his creatures, and he will not fail in his personal care for them in this life and in death, and in that which lies beyond the grave. The first line of this Psalms 23 provides the heart of this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. And my message to you today is entitled, My Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And King David, as he lived his life and came to this point in time, King David very well knew the needs of the sheep. After all, he was called by God to be king as he was out in the pastures, tending the sheep of his family, of his father. David knew the needs of the sheep, and he also knew who the greatest of providers were. What about the sheep? You know, we could compare the sheep in some ways to humans. Sheep are weak. They are unable to defend themselves as other animals are. Sheep are rather foolish. They are led astray easily and into places perhaps of great danger. Sheep are thoughtless. They simply don't have the capacity to evaluate the outcome of their actions. Sheep have no natural protection, no natural defense mechanism. They must have a shepherd. Sheep do not have a built-in sense of direction as other animals do. They go astray very easily. Can we think of that in regard to humans? Our human nature? Go astray, forget very easily when left to their own devices, when left on their own. Sheep need the love and the thoughtfulness of a good shepherd who can be a provider, preserver, guide, physician, and friend. David had found God to meet all of those personal needs of life. God is the greatest of all providers. Because the Lord is our shepherd, we need not suffer the lack of any good thing. David was speaking with the voice of experience. He was declaring his faith in the fact that he would not suffer the lack of rest, of refreshment, of nourishment, of forgiveness, of restoration, of fellowship, of deliverance from fear, comfort in sorrow, victory over enemies, security in troubled hours, power for service, and a home at the end of the way. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Isn't that beautiful? David was expressing his confidence in God to be the great provider, to be provided for all of his basic necessities. And he expresses that with God, I shall not want. Our shepherd leads us into rest and refreshment. Psalms 23:2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. This speaks of God's provision, His protection, and his peace that he brings to his sheep, to us, the sheep of his pasture. And as strange as it may seem, the verb translated, he maketh, has within it the idea of force. The psalmist is declaring that the good shepherd commands his sheep, forces his sheep to lie down at times so that they might receive the rest and the refreshment for both the mind and the body, the mind and the soul. Some of us have burned the candle, so to speak, at both ends to the extent that the body finally demands its Sabbath rest. A poet had this experience and described it as follows. I needed the quiet, so he drew me aside into the shadows where we could confide, away from the bustle where all day long I hurried and worried when active and strong. I needed the quiet, though at first I rebel, so gently, but gently, my cross he upheld and whispered so sweetly of spiritual things. Though weakened in body, my spirit took wings to heights never dreamed of when active and gay. He loved me so gently, he drew me away. I needed the quiet, no prison my bed, but a beautiful valley of blessings instead, a place to grow richer in Jesus to hide. I needed the quiet, so he drew me aside. Alice Mortensen was the poet who wrote that. Not only into refresh, into rest and refreshment, but our shepherd also leads us into paths of righteousness. Our shepherd is a competent leader. The divine shepherd leads his people in the path of righteousness because he is a God of integrity who can only lead that way. That is his way, leading us in the path of righteousness. Our shepherd is not only a competent leader, he's a compassionate leader. Sometimes the way our Savior leads appears to us to be difficult and perhaps even painful. But we need to remember that our leader loves us so much that he endured the pain and the agony of the cross for each one of us, so that we would ever have that way as we make mistakes and have shortcomings, that we ever are provided that way that can restore us in good standing to our Heavenly Father. Our shepherd is also a constant leader. And like no earthly friend, the living Lord, that good shepherd of the sheep, can be with us at all times and under all circumstances to provide us the ultimate companion and leader. Our shepherd leads us through the valley of deep gloom and danger. In talking about the valley of the shadow of death, the psalmist is not talking about death in actuality. Instead, he is talking about a dark, gloomy, bad experience in which danger lurks and in which death was possible. He is talking about an experience of living a blessed life when both the present and the future are very uncertain and perhaps even fearful. A mother of three was facing surgery, a mother of three daughters, and she prayed that it would be possible to delay the surgery until her daughters were through school. She was filled with anxiety when her doctors announced that the postponed surgery could not be delayed any longer. And with sincere prayers, and yet with great fear, she entered the hospital as her doctors wanted her to. A short time before the nurse came in to prepare her for surgery, she picked up a magazine and was looking through the articles. And in the center of the page, set off in a block, was a message that she knew was from God. It leaped into her heart and she found herself reading, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And she read this in Psalms 23 and 4. It was as if God Himself had come to her and spoken those words, especially for her in that situation, assuring her He would be with her through this experience. Fear often brought sheep closer to the shepherd. Instead of running in fright, we would be wise if we ran to the shepherd with our fears and our anxieties. Sometimes a green meadow of an abundant life is to be found after walking through one of the dark valleys of life. Our shepherd leads us into a beautiful home, finally, at the end of the journey. As we have expressed these thoughts and read these verses in Psalms 23, have you noticed the progression of the Psalms? The shepherd becomes the great provider, and the great provider becomes the heavenly Father. The sheep becomes His children, and they receive the blessings that the Father has for His children, including, at last, the eternal home. Mansions on high, prepared by God for the family of God. Jesus promised His disciples as He left this earth and went back to heaven, went back to His Father. He said, "I will return again. And I will return again for you, that where I am, there you may be also." Can you say with me, "The Lord is my shepherd"? There's much difference in saying and knowing that the Lord is a good shepherd or the Lord is the good shepherd. When you know that the Lord is my shepherd, that makes the difference. The Lord is your good shepherd, and He loves you, and He knows you, and He has called you, and He wants to receive you. My shepherd and your shepherd. Stand with me in prayer. Before we have our closing prayer, I'd like for us to read the blessing of the Lord to us and our blessing from us to each other. Let's all read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Bow with me.